The earliest days of high school football were wild, tough, confusing, and at times a little unorganized. Chillicothe's best early football season was 1909 when they went 6-1 and outscored their opponents 233-13 in those seven games. Hopes were high for the 1910 season. School officials attempted to rehire the 1909 coach, J.J. Kahn. However, he wanted more money, a salary of $300 to coach the team, and the school board refused that request. With the first game looming on October 1st, the team started practicing on their own. That first game on Saturday, October 1st, 1910, was played without a coach. No coach of any kind helping Chillicothe. The team lost to Linnaeus 11-10, giving up two scores and 11 points in the final 10 minutes when touchdowns were worth 5 points. After the first game, a member of the 1909 team, Mervyn Jones, said, "I'll be the coach." He was a hard-nosed, strong athlete with a good head for the game and a born leader, being a senior running back on the 1909 team. With Jones' toughness and knowledge, the Chillicothe team prepared for their next game. They picked up a win over Breckenridge, then at Laclede, one at Brookfield, one at Breckenridge again, and one at Hamilton. Three of those wins via shutout to finish 5-1 on the season. Chillicothe would then have seven different coaches over the next 10 years and only two winning seasons. For KCHI Local Sports, I'm Randy Dean.